Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. We continue to read our Suffer Well devotional series, and thank you for joining me on the show and listening here today. So Suffer Well is a devotional series that was originally written by a man who's sitting in a jail cell for whatever reason and separated from his family, from his children, from his loved ones. And he's writing these thoughts down. And a good friend of mine put those thoughts into organizing them and putting scriptures to them. And here's where we're at. So we're looking at today's devotional, and it's called When. And this is the 181st devotional in this series. You can see more and read each one of them at the website sufferwell.org. So I'm going to read the devotional, and then we're going to do a little teaching on it today. So it says, in moments of victory, songs come so freely. The ability to rejoice seems so natural. Yes, an overflow of the heart, hebraically the center of the intellect, is what causes me to sing. At the times when the pain seems to overtake me like a wave I cannot get on top of, the songs become forced. These are the times when I cry out to you, Abba. I am expecting a crossing over. Is it not what you promise? Am I amiss to believe a place exists wherein my heart would never drown in sorrow? You tell me of the eternal things, and I try to comprehend the thought of the wife once mine and the children that I now wonder what happened hinders my ability to see the glorious promised land. While I sit in prison, they grow. They grow without me. Their bodies take on a new shape. Their words become more intelligent. I am missing so much that I can never be recaptured. I do blame myself as I accept the responsibility for why the chastening rod has fallen. But I have changed. Will I be allotted your mercy like so many others in the past? These feelings are mixed with a heart that understands that complete surrender to you is what we all must face. The reality won't change. It only causes me to speak much less. Full surrender of one's life means it is not one's life anymore. No complaining, no relenting, no challenging. In fact, you have decreed that it is instead looks like a silence. And we read Isaiah 53:7, which says, he was oppressed and treated harshly, yet he never said a word. He was laid like a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep is silent before the shearers. He did not open his mouth. And that's Isaiah 53:7. You have called for me to rejoice, praise, and have gratitude no matter what. I believe your way is right. I believe any other pursuit is vanity. How can one long for the love of his eternal or his earthly family and yet desire the things of his heavenly spirit placed within? My heart just does not know how to cross over. I don't know what it looks like in a permanent sense to give into you completely, Abba. So in my weakness, when I cry out for your help, I feel I am doing exactly as you are requesting. I realize it is a journey of the heart. You said trust, endure, and believe. Help my unbelief, Abba. Help me settle the unknown within as I confess that I must give it all to you. Help me remember that today is when, because today is all I have. It's all about believing your immersed love for me, and today your love for me and for them is perfectly complete. Not believing this is where my joy lies, persecuted. Help me know how deep that love is. Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Psalms 90, verse 12. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the devotional for today. And remember what it says. you know, that we must trust, endure, and believe. We must trust, endure, and believe. And that is going to lead us to rejoice, praising, and gratitude. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. So we think about this. There's so much in our, you know, a process of our hearts being circumcised where the uncertainty sits in. And the one thing we need to remember is not to show that uncertainty to the devil, to the enemy, to Satan. Don't let him get a window or a crack or a peep inside your mind. Walk confident. Walk with boldness and walk with enthusiasm through your in your relationship with Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. And those struggles and that uncertainty that you're having, take it to Yahweh in prayer. Take it to him in prayer and let him settle that in you. You know, it's understandable to comprehend everything that he has done for us. Goes way beyond our abilities to do that. But he tells us to trust him. To trust him. But because of our lives and the way we brought up, we have so many uncertainties in our lives. Well, I take this to scripture today because I know many of you have uncertainty about your future. But it says, don't worry about the future. Think about today. This is the day he has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful for all things. And I love when somebody says, Dave Ramsey says, if you've made a mistake in life that's costing you money or something else, you have two ways to look at it. You can be bitter, upset, and have all these negative emotions about it, or you can take it as a costly or expensive lesson that you've learned. Hallelujah. It says in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Yes, as it says in a devotional today, he loves us. Casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you, 1 Peter 5:7. Now, take out a pen, turn to that verse in the Bible. Take out a pen, take out a highlighter, 1 Peter 5:7, it says casting some of your anxieties. No, it says all, highlight, underline the word all, casting all of your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Hallelujah. It says in Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for Yahweh is with you wherever you go. Thank you, Father. Write that down. Verse of the day is right there. Joshua 1:9. Write that down. Put it on the back of your door whenever you leave your house. Look at that. Put it on your bathroom mirror when you get up in the morning. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed. Yahweh, your Elohim is with you wherever you go. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. Yahweh is faithful and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. Hallelujah. We must trust in him. We must trust in him. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. There's so much in life we can give up. We could throw in a towel. We could say, no, we're done. We could stay down. But no, Yah wants us to get up and fear not. Do not be dismayed. Do you understand who is on our side? Who is our king and the kingdom we're a part of and where we're citizens of? Do not be dismayed. Just as you're a little boy, and if you have an older brother, something's going on, you know your older brother or your dad is going to take care of it, right? He's going to fix everything. That relief that comes when you're alone somewhere and you're scared and you're frightened, but then you look over and here comes your older brother or your father or a close friend who's always taking care of you. And you all of a sudden that relief that comes over you. Oh, dad's here now. He's going to take care of everything. And little children, that's what we think, right? Dad's going to take care of everything. You know, or my older brother's going to handle this one. You know, or my mother's going to handle this one. I'm safe now. Well, what age? When did that stop? When did that stop happening? When we stopped relying on even our earthly father to take care of a situation? like we did so comfortably when we were like little children. You know, what changed in that situation? When did that change? And we need to reflect on that, because that is the, when Yeshua said to think like innocent little children, we know the pressures of this world and the things of this world, but we know that the love of the Father and the desire of the Father is to take care of us always. And knowing and being confident that he will be successful 100% of the time gives us that trust and our faith in him. And I think that's when it changed, is when we start getting a little old and we realize that our earthly dads, well, they can do a lot through their love, but they can't always be victorious. It's just because, you know, as we get older, we get into reality of things. We might go from wanting a little toy, and we might be nervous in the store until our dad just takes a dollar out and gives a little toy. But when we get older, we might want a car, but dad doesn't have money for a car. Or dad has his reasons for not getting us a car, or so on. So he earthly fathers and parents have limitations, but our Heavenly Father has no limitations. Hallelujah. And we could always have that trust and that faith in him. He's going to take care of the situation. I lost my job. I got no money. I got a divorce. My relationships aren't going well. I got health issues. I got diseases. All these different things in our lives. Just resting in him. He's going to take care of this. He's going to take care of this. And he's given us his Rahada Kodesh, his Holy Spirit, to let us know we're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. As the waves and the boat is shaking and the waves and the ocean are going and the lakes and everything else, the wind is blowing, we're going to be just fine, because he's taking care of us and he speaks the word and everything's done. That's what we got to understand, that peace, that comfort, especially during those times of uncertainty. This man in prison, away from his family. Sometimes people in the armed forces going overseas, away from their family, trusting in Yahweh. He's going to take care of everything. He's watching over us and he loves us. Second Chronicles 20:15-17 says, he said, listen, King Josaphat, and to all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what Yahweh says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army. For the battle is not yours, but Yahweh's. Tomorrow, march down against them. They will be climbing up the pass of Ziz. And you will find them at the end of the gorge in the desert of the Jewel. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions, stand firm, and see the deliverance Yahweh will give you. Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and Yahweh will be with you. And I tell everybody listening and watching right now, do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. Yahweh is with you. Listen to him. When he says go, you go. When he says stay, you stay. Listen to him. He will not guide you and lead you into trouble. He will bless you for listening to him. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for the good of those who love Yahweh and those who are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Psalms 121:3-5 says, he will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will not slumber nor sleep. Yahweh watches over you. Yahweh is your shade at your right hand. Thank you. Thank you. Understand that. Understanding that. Set your minds on the things above, not on the things on earth. Colossians 3:2. That's what we must do. Romans 8:5 says, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. Romans 8:5. That's what we need to be. That's how we need to be thinking. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, is there anything worthy of praise? Think about these things, Philippians 4:8. Think about Yahweh's act of love for us. How much he loves us. How much he loves us and how much he wants to protect us and put us under his wing and keep us safe. It says in 1 John 3:1, see what great love Yahweh the Father has lavished us, that we should be called children of Yahweh, and that it is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him, but we know him. And it's a beautiful thing. 1 John 4:16 says, and so we know that and rely on the love Yahweh has for us. Yahweh is love, and whoever lives in love lives in Yahweh, and Yahweh in them. And we went through this whole series about love and what love truly is. And we need to just embrace his love and soak it up like we're standing in the sun and the rays are just getting to us and soaking in. Soak up his love and that comfort as a little child that we feel. There's so much stuff going on, and I hear people contacting me. The doctor told them they had only months to live. Somebody's getting abused or beaten up by their spouse. Somebody's getting cheated and robbed and stole from their job and all these different things of the world. But as Job said, he giveth and he taketh away. He giveth and he taketh away. I esteem the word of his mouth more than my necessary life. The real peace of Yahweh and the real fruits of Yahweh are not in big houses or cars. It's not in worrying if I lose my job, how am I going to pay for bills? No, it's the peace of Yahweh that can come upon us. The peace of Yahweh that can come upon us. And it's easy to say these things when things are going well in our lives. It's easy to think these things when things are going well in our lives. But what happens when we're going through the trials? That's where the real test is. That's where the real test is. What happens when these things are, we're experiencing these things? That's where it is. That's where it is. And we got these examples of people in scripture that were in much great, grave situations, but their trust remained faithful in him. You think about King David, whose own son was coming after him to kill him, and all these people wanted him gone, but he slept at night. No insomnia, no worries or fears, just trusting in Yahweh. And his greatest concern at the moment was for his son's life and the love he had for his son. Even though his son was wicked and trying to kill him. And it's a great example of us with Yahweh. Great example of our fleshly desires and all our wickedness against our wonderful creator. But what does he try to do to us? He tries to love us and comfort us and let us know no matter what or how bad we are, he wants us. He takes no pleasure in the death of wicked people. He only wants us to change from our wicked ways so we would live. Jeremiah 31:3 says, Yahweh appeared to us in the past saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with an unfailing kindness. Deuteronomy 7:9 says, know therefore that Yahweh, your God, is God. He is a faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments. And then in Psalms 139:16-17, your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and your book, they were all written, the days fashioned for me when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O Yahweh. How great is the sum of them. Hallelujah. We must keep our eyes focused on the prize. We must keep our eyes on Yahweh's greatest gift to us. Besides the Radak Kodesh he gives us, how he gave it to us through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. We must keep our eyes on that and understand that. Colossians 1:18. And he is the head of the body of the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, and everything he might be prominent. Colossians 1:18. Let us fix our eyes on Yeshua, the source and our perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that lay before him endured a cross, and despised the shame and has sat down at the right hand of Yahweh's throne, Hebrews 12:2. All my hope is in Yeshua. Hallelujah. Isaiah 26:3 says, you keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Isaiah 26:3. And I call you and I ask you, every single one listening today, do you trust him? Do you trust him? Where is your faith? He says, do not be afraid. Do not be frightened. And do not be dismayed. To be in joy. To joy. How many of you can show praises even during the storm? From prison to praise. That's what it's about. Even in a storm, to praise him no matter what, because his plan is better than ours. How many of us can worship him during the storms? Hallelujah. Psalm 91, 14 and 15 says, because he has focused his love on me, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls out to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in his distress. I will deliver him and I will honor him. That's what he wants for us. We keep looking to Yahweh, our Elohim, for his mercy. Just as servants keep their eyes on their master, as a slave girl watches a mistress for the slightest signal, Psalms 123:2. No, dear brothers, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, Philippians 3:13 and 14. That's what we have to do. Focus on him. Focus on the great thing Yeshua did for us. Colossians 3:1 says, therefore, you've been raised with the Messiah, keeping focus on the things that are above, where Messiah is seated at the right hand of Yahweh. How can we be depressed? How can we be afraid or dismayed or worried or have any fear when we're focused on a great kingdom to come? The great kingdom to come and the great things that are stored up for us. How can we have any worry or fear when we know where we're heading? We must know our destination. And our vehicle to get there is Yeshua. It's the only way. We must believe that and preserve that and love that. It all comes with our praise and our worship in the midst of the storm to drive us past those times that we want to give up, but we never give up. It says in Isaiah 25:5, Yahweh, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name in perfect faithfulness. You have done wonderful things, things planned long ago. Things planned for us long ago. Psalms 150, verse 6 says, let everything that has been breathed praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. I ask you today, are you ready to praise him and praise him today? And praise is not just a song. It's an attitude. It's a way of living. It's a life. Psalms 103:1 says, praise Yahweh, my soul, all my innermost being. Praise his holy name. And 1 Chronicles 29:11 says, yours, Yahweh, is the greatest and the most powerful and the glory and the majesty of all the splendor. For everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, Yahweh, is the kingdom. You are exalted as heads over all. Over all. We must never give up. We must never give up. Never give up. Never throw in the towel. No matter how bad it seems. No matter how dark it gets. Never give up. Always focus on Yeshua and what he did and let that light shine in the darkness. And then you become that light and you shine to others. Never give up because that's what the enemy wants you to do. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. It's not on our own power, not by our might or our power, but by him, by his might and his power, we be victorious. Never give up. I can do all things. Somebody highlight all things, underline all things, all things. Galatians 6:9 says, and let us now grow weary of doing good. For us due season will reap if we do not give up. Galatians 6:9. Never give up. Never give up. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your Elohim. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. With my righteous right hand. And I've spoken about this. People call me up, and I dread talking to some people. Because they ask me how I'm doing, I say I'm doing great, better than I deserve. And I ask them how they're doing, and they give me all their hardships and everything going on in the world. And I remind them what it says in Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your wonderful rest. And it comes in one way and only one way only. And that's trusting him. That's trusting him. That's trusting him. Remember, Isaiah 54:4, do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. 2 Timothy verses 1:12 says, for this reason I also suffer these things, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I believe, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until this day. or until that day. Psalm 25:3 says, no one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. Trust in our wonderful Creator and never give up. That's the answer. That's the answer. That's it. Be strong and be courageous, as we were commanded in Joshua 1:9. Strong and courageous in the thing that he's doing in our lives. Making a way in a wilderness and streams in a wasteland. We must have that faith in him. Luke 1:37 says, for no word of Yahweh will ever fail. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? If you believe that, you should be rejoicing. There should be no such thing as sadness and not sadness. What is this word? There should be no depression in our lives. If we know that Yahweh word, every word will come true. Job wasn't depressed. He was waiting for the answer. Job 42 said, I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. Genesis 28:15 says, I am with you and I will watch over you wherever you go. I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised. He promised us, if we're obedient to him, if we follow his commandments, a long life of peace and shalom. Peace and shalom. Peace and shalom. We need to trust in him. Trust in him. Proverbs, which is another word for wisdom. In Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 7 says, trust in Yahweh with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahweh and turn away from evil. Psalm 62:8 says, trust in him at all times. You people, pour out your hearts to him. For Yahweh is our refuge. And oh, I'm sad. And I'm very sad for my friends and my family that their eyes aren't open. For anyone whose eyes are closed to his wonderful, amazing truth, his refuge. But I'm confident. I'm confident and enthusiastic that just as he grabbed me and opened up my eyes and I listened, that these people will as well. Psalm 62:8 says, trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for Yahweh is our refuge. Yahweh is our refuge. Hallelujah. He comforts us in our troubles so that we can comfort others. 2 Corinthians 1:4. Praise the wonderful Creator, everybody. This day is made. Rejoice and be glad in it. That is the word of the day for you all today. And may Yahweh bless you and keep you and shine his face upon you. And I leave you with Matthew 6:33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Hallelujah, everybody. Have a blessed day today. Yahweh be with you. Please share this with others. And if you want more, go to the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. Have a great day and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
My feet are frozen on this middle ground. The water's warm here, but the fire's gone out. I've played it safe for so long. Passion left, turns out safe is just another word for regret. So I step to the edge and I take a deep breath. We're all dying to live, but we're all so scared to death. And this is the part where my head tells my heart you should turn back around, but there's no turning back now. I'm going all in. Head first to the deep end. I hear you calling. And this time the fear won't win. Well, I'm going all in.